Last year's report rang some of the first alarm bells about the Trump administration's zero-tolerance policy on the border. It included the story of a mother who'd been separated from her child before family separation became a widespread practice, and it documented new obstacles asylum seekers faced on the border, in detention, and in court. This year's report is slightly different. Dylan Corbett is executive director of Hope Border Institute.
There's been this entire strategy from the Trump administration to inflict as much cruelty as possible on migrants, to demonize border communities, and to divide us. And so we thought that it was important this year to provide not only the data, which we do, but also to tell a story of hope, to tell a story of resistance to everything that's happening.
The report outlines many new policies and practices from the past year, like turning asylum seekers away at ports of entry, tightening restrictions on who qualifies for asylum, and forcing some migrants to remain in Mexico while they wait for their asylum hearings. But it also documents how border residents are responding to those changes.
I mean, things right now are bleak. We have to admit, things are not good for our border communities, and especially for the migrants who are coming. One could give in to the temptation to despair. Border communities are standing up. Border communities are fighting back in ways subtle and dramatic. They're providing hospitality. They're advocating. They're coming together. They're organizing.
Corbett shared these stories and his organization's findings at a report release last week. Dozens of community members gathered at the Centennial Museum in El Paso. Corbett chose this location for a reason: its temporary exhibit displaying children's artwork from Tornillo. That's the tent facility the government built in the desert last summer to house young migrants. It was dismantled earlier this year.
There's an exhibit here at the Centennial Museum of all of the artwork that those children who were at that detention center in Tornillo produced. And it's beautiful. It's colorful. It's vibrant. It's art that's inspired from things that they would have found in their homeland, churches and plazas and the birds, the quetzals from Central America.
A resplendent red and green bird and symbol of freedom. It features prominently in the artwork on display. Corbett says this exhibit underscores the report's central themes: hope and resistance.
And you can clearly see that these children, despite everything that they were enduring, situations of isolation, situations where they were separated from their families, situations where they were deprived of their language, their culture, their food, they had the inner resources to deal with it. They had hope, and that gives me hope.
Johanna Bencomo is with the advocacy group New Mexico Cafe. She spoke on a panel with Corbett at the museum. Bencomo says it's easy to become overwhelmed by the government's ever-changing policies, especially along this part of the border.
Being in a responsive environment, I feel like, has put us in this place where we are exhausted, and it almost feels like it's on purpose. It's tiring out advocates and leaders so that we aren't aware of the thing that is coming down the line. I hear from my colleagues that the border is a laboratory for injustice, and that has felt so true. It's like we practice and we try out the government tries out these experiments in our community, and then they realize they work, and then they blow them up across the whole southern border.
But she says she's seen her community mobilize to push back against these policies and welcome newly arrived migrants.
Honestly, it's been both beautiful and exhausting. The reality is that there's people everywhere, regular people who are standing up and not just marching. That's important, and our voices are important in that way, but it's the people who are volunteering and donating and coming to the meetings and sending letters to their members of Congress and doing all these acts of resistance individually and collectively that has been the most inspiring thing to see.
Corbett and Bencomo hope the report doesn't just document what they view as harmful policies, but also highlights the best of border communities, opening their arms to asylum seekers. For KRWG Public Media, I'm Mallory Falk.